From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The so-called Islamic State says they have killed an American hostage in a new video released today. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the White House and Secretary of State are condemning the murder.
The White House says in a statement that the intelligence community reviewed the gruesome video and that it confirms the death of Abdurrahman Kasik, who was 26 and changed his name from Peter after he converted to Islam during his year as a hostage. The video shows a masked man standing over Kasik's severed head holding a knife. It also shows other mass killings. The United States has a policy of never paying ransoms for hostages, but Secretary of State John Kerry says in a statement that Kasik's family and the entire government worked to avoid this tragic outcome. The video contains taunts that American soldiers will return to Iraq and be killed, like Kasik, by the Islamic State. 1,500 further American soldiers are set to deploy to Iraq soon. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Nigeria's military says it's retaken control of Chibok from Boko Haram militants who seized the town Thursday. Last April, the Islamists abducted more than 200 schoolgirls in Chibok. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
The Nigerian army says Chibok is now fully secure after it was recaptured late on Saturday. Dozens of military vehicles were seen heading to the town for a major operation against the Boko Haram insurgents. One community elder said the soldiers surrounded Chibok to stop the jihadist fighters escaping, and members of a local vigilante group went into the town. There are reports that many Boko Haram fighters were killed and their weapons seized.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting. The second annual enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act kicked off yesterday, and a small army of outreach workers were on the move to get the word out. Joanna Richards from member station WCPN reports they showed up at some unexpected places in Cleveland.
Fans of alt country musician Fred Eagle Smith are filing into the Beachland Ballroom and Tavern, but not everyone's here for the show.
Excuse me, I'm Shana Rude. I'm a volunteer with Get Covered America.
Rude asks people if they need health coverage. If so, she gets contact information so someone can follow up. The idea is to meet people where they are, to reach out to those who might not reach out themselves. Another volunteer had success at the nearby Callaloo Cafe. Owner Kelvin Cady says he'd like to get his workers covered.
Even simple, cutting up stuff, they could lose a finger.
Katie says he could use insurance too. He tries to save up medical needs for trips back to Trinidad, where health care is free. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Richards in Cleveland.
China's taking a big step today to open its markets. The Shanghai-Hong Kong Stock Connect opens, allowing investors in each market direct access to the other's stock market. That had the Hang Seng opening slightly higher today. Right now it's trading just a fraction lower. The Shanghai is trading up 0.1%. This is NPR. Voters on Japan's southern island of Okinawa have elected a new governor who's vowing to remove U.S. military personnel stationed there. But John Matthews reports from Tokyo the island's new leader is likely to face resistance from Japan's national government.
Governor-elect Takeshi Onaga's platform is no new U.S. bases. Okinawa has long been a major focal point of American operations in the Pacific, with more than half of the approximately 50,000 Japan-based personnel stationed there. Onaga says he opposes Tokyo's impositions on the island to hold U.S. personnel. Although a plan has already been approved to relocate a marine base in a busy area elsewhere on the island, Onaga says he'll stop the new base's construction and try to close the old one entirely. However, with Japan-U.S. relations serving as a cornerstone of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's foreign policy, experts expect Tokyo to push hard to stay on the current track. As for Onaga, he says he won't put up with the same old bag of tricks from Tokyo. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says starting Monday, travelers to the U.S. from Mali will be subject to the same screening and monitoring as people arriving from three West African countries hard hit by the Ebola virus. That includes taking people's temperatures when they arrive and questioning them about their exposure to Ebola. The CDC says they added Mali because there have been a number of confirmed Ebola cases recently in that country. And the doctor being treated for Ebola at the Nebraska Medical Center is in extremely critical condition. The hospital says specialists are tending to Dr. Martin Salya, who treated Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. He was admitted yesterday. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.